Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Peruvian-American percussionist Tony Suka is promoting a new video entitled The Train of Taste with Cuban musicians Sima Funk and Alexander Abreu. The song that belongs to the album Mas de Mi also contains collaborations with Cuban singers such as Gila and Isaac Delgado. Tony Suka says that the interest in Cuban music has, quote, always been there, because he has a passion for timba, son, Latin jazz, the music of Irakere, and Enje la Banda, NG la Banda. He and Cuba unite two different worlds, Suka says, Alexander of the Cuban timba and jazz, and Sima Funk of Afro-Cuban funk. And when we were recording, he said we wanted to do something different. The Train of Taste recording was made separately. The instruments in Miami, Unity One Studio, and in Cuba the lyrics with Sima Funk and then Alexander Abreu between Egrem and Scorpion Studios. With his album, Suka has received nominations for the next Latin Grammy Awards in the Album of the Year and Best Salsa Album categories, as well as in the section Best Producer of the Year and Best Tropical Song for his collaboration with Angel Lopez on the topic Mas de Mi. The promotional tour of his new single will begin on October the 19th at the Lehman Center for Performing Arts in New York and then visit other cities such as Miami and Lima. The ambassador of Cuba in Colombia, José Luis Ponce, has opened the special 60-year anniversary film cycle of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC, in Bogotá, Colombia. The creation of ICAIC concretized the desire for a national film industry. With an integrationist and decolonizing look, it began with the screening of the film Memories of Underdevelopment by director Tomás Gutiérrez Alea. In its first 10 years since founding, it created masterpieces in the continent, such as the Latin American ICAIC News, directed by Santiago Alvarez, first of its kind in the world, and later declared Memory of the World by UNESCO. In addition, continental classics such as Memories of Underdevelopment or Lucia by Humberto Solas, works that we can enjoy in the exhibition. The ambassador of Cuba in Colombia, José Luis Ponce, has opened the 60-year film festival cycle in that city. On March the 24th, 1959, ICAIC, the first cultural institution of the revolution, was born, this according to Ponce. For 60 years, ICAIC has served as a great school for innumerable professionals and audiovisual technicians throughout Latin America, in addition to promoting and facilitating the constant training of Cuban filmmakers. Maria Paula Lorgia, programming advisor for the Cinemateca de Bogotá, said, "We are very happy to have a sample of 9 films that will be screened throughout the week, several of which have been restored." Liszt Alfonso Dance Cuba, LADC, are to perform in Havana and Lima with a show that covers music and many of the dances of the Caribbean country, the company has announced. Cuba Vibrates, it's called. It has been presented in several stages of the world, including the National Auditorium of Mexico, with its capacity for 6,000 spectators. According to the director, teacher, and choreographer, Liszt Alfonso, the piece will be exhibited in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theatre of Cuba on October the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Meanwhile, in mid-November, the company will arrive for the first time in the capital of Peru, where it will dance the same show at the Grand National Theatre. The work became a dance version of the successful musical Amigas, also acclaimed in theatres in the United States, Canada, China, Holland, Belgium, Turkey, just to name a few. LADC has been applauded in more than 200 cities around the world for its impact and fusion style. It's a agglutinator of elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and dissimilar folk dances. Through the fusion style and lively music, the company achieves in Cuba Vibrates, a tour of those rhythms that have made history in the largest island of the Antilles since the 1950s to date. The choreographies imprecate cha-cha-cha, mambo, rumba, conga in perfect harmony with Latin jazz, swing, rock and roll, flamenco, and many other styles. According to the teacher, the presentation becomes an appropriate and fun proposal for the whole family, combining elegance, passion, and dedication with the artistic technical complexity of the choreographies. The Failda Orchestra will accompany the dancers on stage, whose communion with LADC this summer hit the island of Martinique in the Grand Cabaret Aimé César with its capacity of 900 people. At the close of each of the three shows, in addition to the applause, the public's feet, their heels, flooded the place as a sign of maximum approval and in tune with the show's title. And that's it for today from me on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.